أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا. In the previous ayat, we read the punishment of murder when Qabil had murdered his brother Habil. And then further than that, Allah Ta'ala said, we had fixed the punishment upon the Bani Israel and Bani Adam, that is whole of mankind, from the time of the Torah, that the punishment of the if any of these crimes, what they will be. So that, and these punishments are a great deterrent for other people to commit the crimes again. So Allah Ta'ala made those. But the one main condition is that it must be an Islamic Khilafat. Islamic law must prevail, which unfortunately no way in the world it prevails at the moment. So that Allah Ta'ala had fixed, and the punishment must be done in public so that the people are deterred from it and the rest of society can remain in peace. Unfortunately, we are living in what we call democracies, in which the murderers, the wrongdoers, the transgressors are living as free people, and while the innocent people are living like in prisons in their own homes. So Islamic law ensures that the prisoners will be in prison, and those who are to be in prison, they will be in prison, and the free people will live freely without any fear of any harm. So in the next ayah that we are reading now, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains the other types of punishment. That was for murder, as for, and if a person murders somebody else, and whether he does it, whether in any way he murders somebody else, which he was not permitted to, then what his punishment will be. Now, yeah, other types of main capital crimes, Allah Ta'ala explains, and the punishment will be also capital punishments. That is, like for example, highway robbers, those people, and also those people who cause facade, corruption in earth, what their punishment will be. And all these punishments appear to be very severe, because our minds are trained in a Western way of life, that the punishment, a murderer gets away with a very light sentence or something, whereas actually in Islamic law, when he's found guilty, his life will also be taken, and it will be taken in public. This seems to be very severe, but this is a complete deterrent, and the rest of society remains in peace. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. یہی سزا ہے ان کی جو لڑائی کرتے ہیں اللہ سے اور اس کے رسول سے. This is the exact proper correct punishment for those people who make war against Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, who can make war against Allah Ta'ala? Take the laws of Allah, who transgress the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And today we have to be also very frightened actually, and we should be very conscious of our situation. We are living in this democracies where we as Muslims also are getting away with many of these. If had they been committed, these crimes which we are committing, had they been committed in an Islamic society where Islamic law prevails, then the punishment should have been very severe. But under the shadow of the democracy, we are also getting away with it. So we should be very fearful. So one is those who fight against Allah, that is, who break His laws. وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا. Or دورتے ہیں ملک میں فساد کرنے کو. And they are causing destruction and havoc on earth, moving around and causing great destruction on earth. Today, in many places, kidnapping, when it is found, the original people who are behind it all are Muslim people. though they are using other people as fronts who are doing the actual kidnapping, but behind it all, the real controllers of it are Muslims. Many robberies that are committed, also there are Muslims behind it. So we should be very fearful of this year. Allah is watching everything, and Allah Tabarak Ta'ala gives rope as long as He wants to. But we should be very fearful of Allah Ta'ala. Then the punishment is mentioned in the second part of the ayat, which we will discuss. The main thing here is that Allah give us all tawfiq to be fearful of Allah, nobody else knows anything, but Allah knows everything. So we should be very fearful of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.